Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is January 8, 2024, and we are doing, for the second time ever, our event called Experience All Four Invocations. And this is like a big kitchen sink kind of event where we're going to do all four main types of invocations that I cover in our new Awakening Plus course and my book. We're going to do the Awakenings for Embodied Awakening, and we're going to do the custom invocation and the hollow read and the healing invocation. So not every single variation on each one, but we'll get to experience all four types. And I'm so glad all you beautiful folks are here to experience this. We just did a survey, and this event, people seemed excited about doing this. So I'm glad to be putting this into rotation for us. Okay, this will be maximum 90 minutes. We may not need quite that long, but we'll see how long we need to experience all the events. So as always with an experiential event, I invite you to, hang on. As always, the yawns are not fatigue. It's just energy starting to move. I invite you to please give us your full attention. Please do only this. That'll give you a better experience. And since you're creating the space with us, whether you're live or on the recording, the quality of your attention is actually really important. Please behave as if you're right here in the room with me. So, and if you need to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out. Whether you're live or on the recording, that will not be a problem. One more yawn. All righty. So as always, I'm in front of my mesa. We're going to do the energetic setup. As I set up the mesa, as always, I invite you to become completely passive. If you feel energy moving in or around you, just feel what it's doing. If you don't feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. So here we go. Pachamama. Mama Kia. We're a culture in tea. Queechi. I am that I am. For myself, I call my own to the greatest extent that serves highest good, embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher self, please merge with Benjamin as much as serves highest good. Alrighty. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco. Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the archangels Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Metatron. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa Rivers. We We call the following sacred mountain spirits. Guardian Angel, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Shining Rock, Mount Pisgah, Mount Mitchell, Grandfather Mountain, Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Mount Shasta, Mount Everest, Mauna Loa, Mount Kilimanjaro, Ayers Rock. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Thank you. All right. Anyone who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to invite them now, whether you are live or on the recording. Feeling good. We'll leave a moment longer for additional allies. All righty. Thank you. Okay, beautiful. I want to thank everyone I see on the live call. Thanks for showing up live. Carmen, Carrie, Cass, Jim, Diana, Eric, Faye, someone on an iPad, James, Jeannie, Joanne, Judy, Karen, Monica, Marcy, Nikki, Paul, and Denise. Welcome one and all. So let's go ahead and start with embodied awakening invocation. We do this one a lot anyway, so not exactly new. So start by becoming aware, eyes closed, of how, by the way, I'm going to assume it is safe for your eyes to be closed and for you to have your full attention on us. Please close your eyes and just feel the overall physical body, just the way the body feels overall. And then if you have awareness of your energy body, feel that too. Be prana or chi or life force in or around you. Feel that and the physical body all together. And just feel how you feel, getting a reference point we'll compare to later. All right. So embodied awakening. This is where you ask your higher self to merge with you in your physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So there's all kinds of beautiful benefits to this. There's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure stuff out so much, you know what to do better through intuition, and there's this full body euphoria. If you don't like it, you can immediately get back behind the wheel, so to speak, and the higher self will step right out. So let's give this a try. Speaking to your higher self, say the following out loud if you can, or just think it if you must, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Relax. So your job now is to be completely passive. If you feel energy coming into your body, to the top of the head, perhaps, just feel that coming in. That's your higher self soaking in, like water soaking into a sponge. It's the water, you're the sponge. If you can't feel energy, then just feel your breath come and go on its own. Controlling nothing, just feeling whatever's happening automatically. Passive means there's no effort. You're not using any willpower. You're not trying to make anything happen. You're not stopping anything from happening. You're not deliberately visualizing or imagining anything. You're just passive and feeling the energy if you can. Otherwise, feeling your breath come and go on its own. If at any point you get distracted, which means your attention is on anywhere other than this passive awareness, as soon as you notice that, just gently return your attention back to feeling energy or breath. We don't mess with distractions. We don't fight them or block them or try to change them. We let them be in the background. They're perfectly fine, but we put our attention on feeling energy or breath the best you can. Just keep coming back if you lose your focus. Perfect round doesn't mean that you stayed focused on the chosen focus 100% of the time. A perfect round means you just kept coming back if you drifted. And the final nuance is to use the least effort needed to feel energy or breath. So let's play with that a little bit. For a moment, would you please drop to zero effort, no effort at all? Just be, whatever happens is fine. If it's zero effort, you still have any awareness of your chosen focus, whether that's energy or breath, then zero is enough in that case. If at zero you've completely lost awareness of energy or breath, then add barely enough effort back to feel it again. The idea, obviously, being to use the least effort needed to feel energy or breath. And it feels like a lot of you folks are in embodied awakening already. So here's how you would know if you succeeded. If all four of these things are true, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Is all that true for you right now? Once again, that's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If you're there all the way, great, well done. Even if you just got partially there, we'll take a partial. Any movement in the direction of this awakened state is welcome. I now believe awakening is an infinite, endless process. Therefore, no matter how many times you do this, you always have the potential to go even deeper and into deeper bliss than ever before in ways you could not even have imagined. So my motto is, it always gets better than this. All righty, it feels like a lot of us are there. And I'm now going to open up to feedback. After we do each type of invocation, we're going to take a moment for feedback and questions because this is a teaching event. Anybody who's got a question or comment, feel free to simply unmute yourself and talk, or you can type in the chat. But let's leave a moment if anyone's got a question or comment about the embodied awakening invocation we just did. Let's pop in with that now. Don't be shy. last call for questions or comments on the Embodied Awakening Invocation before we move to the next one. Jeannie says, I am so blessed I can barely type. Thanks, everyone. Oh, so blissed I can barely type. All right, that's a good outcome. Thank you for sharing that, Jeannie. Anybody else have a question or comment about the Embodied Awakening Invocation? All righty, we'll call that good on that feedback then. Let me disable unmuting for a bit. Okay, so now we're going to go to, now again, the core duo is Embodied Awakening and Healing, but I'm actually going to save Healing Invocation for last. I want to do the more pleasurable ones on the front end. So now we're going to do a custom invocation, and this is really simple. You're going to think of an energy you want more of. So at this moment, just contemplate for a moment, if I could have more of a particular kind of energy in my body right now, what would it be? Do I want more vitality, more mental acuity? Do I want bliss? What do I want? So just think of a single flavor of energy you want more of right now. And I'll give you a moment to pick that if you haven't already. All right, I'm going to assume you've chosen it. And we're going to use the formula. And the formula for a custom invocation is maximum, fill in the blank, that serves highest good, please. You're going to put in your flavor in the fill in the blank. I like to think of the custom invocation as, you know, up there in that higher level, there's, you know, all these taps just waiting to flow down to any particular flavor of energy at all. They're all up there. You ask for the one you want, and it flows right down into the top of your head, and it saturates you with the maximum amount of that energy that serves your highest good. Never overwhelms, but gives you plenty. And I'm noticing Faye popped a question in, which category fits when I want something to stop, psychic attack? That would be... A custom invocation would work for that. You could say maximum energetic shielding that serves highest good, please, certainly. So you could use that for your particular situation, Faye, if that's up right now. And to elaborate slightly more, if you're getting psychic attack, there's some kind of wound that the entity is capitalizing on or the person is. And ultimately, your best strategy is going to be to heal up that wound so that unhealed trauma doesn't leave them an opening to exploit. You can, you know, counter it. You know, you can fend off entities and chase them away all you want. But if you don't deal with the thing that's attracting them, then that will not ultimately do you long-term good. You'll get a short-term relief. But if the problem is still there, that being or some other being will come and try to sniff it out again. All right. So let's assume you've chosen the good energy you want. And now just take a moment and feel how you feel. Same we did before. Feel the body, the energy body, all together. See if you feel different than the last time you checked in before we did the Embodied Awakening Invocation. I certainly do. Feels a lot better now. And then you're calling in a particular flavor of energy. 0 to 10, how much do you have right now? 0 would be I got none. 10 would be I'm already maxed out. Just 0 to 10 rate the amount of that energy you have in this moment before you call it in. We want to be able to measure. All right, let's do it. So here we go. Do all these invocations out loud if you can, silently if you must. So here we go. Speaking to your higher self, maximum, fill in the blank. This is where you put in the flavor of energy you want. That serves highest good, please. Let the words go. Be completely passive. If you're decently sensitive, you'll now feel energy coming in your crown and into your body. The flavor of energy you called will either saturate your entire being or it will go to the appropriate areas that are the obvious places where that energy would want to be. So relax, let the energy come in. And we'll give it a moment to saturate and do its thing. Again, your ego is passive. Just let your higher self send it down and put it where it needs to go. Just observe, feel, and watch at the ego level. As before, no effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just let it run itself. Or it is that an invocation invites your higher self or an ally to do things for you. But if your ego jumps in and tries to help or do it itself, to that degree, you push that ally away and prevent them from doing what you ask because you're exercising your ego's free will. So again, that's why I encourage maximum passivity. Let these beautiful beings who can do it way better than your ego can, let them do what you asked by staying passive. Let the energy keep coming for a moment. Feels to me like we got a pretty good download. So that's an easy one. So it should be done. So take a moment, see how you feel. Compare the amount of this energy you have now compared to the number you arrived at a moment ago. Is it more? Is it less? Is it the same? What's going on? And let's get some feedback. So please unmute and let us know what's going on or type in the chat. Let me know what happened on that custom invocation for you. Nobody's jumping in. I'd love to hear at least one. Judy, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I felt a warmth. I had to put my fan on. I felt it in my head and I felt it coming down. And I asked for healing on my eye.
Uh-huh.
And I did feel before I opened my eye that I can see a tiny bit more light coming in.
Oh, good.
So I don't expect it to be ocean. It was nice.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, so what you actually did, Judy, is for your custom invocation, you actually did a healing invocation, which we're going to get to later. And that's fine.
Yes,
that is a form of invocation that works great. Okay.
Yes.
All right, great.
Thank you.
I'm glad you had a good outcome. Let's see. Diane said maximum joyful energy went from 3 to 6. And Marcy said it was a lovely experience for more blissitude. It went from a 2 to an 8. Yay. Okay. We're having some good feedback. I'm glad y'all are getting some good outcomes. Anybody else have a question or comment regarding the custom invocation? All right, very good. Next, we're going to do the hollow reed invocation, where you flow to somebody else. Wow, and my allies are telling me flow to the whole group so I can see what it's like. Okay, so you should be able to feel this whether you are live or on the recording. It shouldn't matter. So I'll demonstrate how I do it. Allies, please flow the energy through me for the highest good of everybody doing this event, whether they're live or on the recording. Starting now, thank you. So I'm relaxing. Energy is now, some of you may feel it now if you're sensitive. It's going to everyone right now. And a stream has been created for every single person doing it live or who will ever do the recording. Spirit already knows who that is. And I'll let it flow for a moment. There's no limit to the number of people you can flow to. Your higher self and your allies will make as many different streams as needed. And I'm not controlling anything. Everyone's getting their own custom stream, and everyone's getting a little bit different energy customized for them by my higher self. And I'm starting to feel pretty blissful. Okay. So I'd love one or two bits of feedback. Did anybody feel that? Did anyone have an experience of receiving that energy? If so, please, Marcy.
I felt it immediately. I would love for you to do it again. That was like instant joygasm. It was like as soon as you, even before you said you should start feeling it, it was, I'm very impressed. It was quite powerful. You really should do this professionally.
I do.
I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. Thank you. That was a really great. I felt zapped. That
Good. Excellent. Okay. That's great, Marcy. Thanks for the feedback. Jeannie.
Hi. Yes, I agree. I totally agree. We should do that again. And that way I get the words down because I can't even remember now. Thank you.
All right, I'm glad you felt it too. Okay. Yeah. So that, I'm not showing off. I just showed how it worked and that you could do it for multiple people. So, but now that you know what it can feel like to experience that, let's have you do it yourself. So, first, you got to pick a recipient. So, it can be anyone. It can be a human. It can be an animal. It can be a thing, a situation. So, whatever or whomever or whatever you want to flow highest good energy to, just take a moment to decide. The recipient. All righty. And now we're going to do just a straight up highest good flow. And that's all we're going to ask for this practice. So take a moment to see if you're in embodied awakening still. It's always good to do voluntary, proactive invocations from the awakened state. And just in case anyone's not fully there, let's very briefly do that embodied awakening again to top you off so you have the best juju to do hollow read. So repeat after me, maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Become passive and let yourself get topped off if you're not already there. Just leave a few seconds for your higher self to saturate you with itself as much as serves highest good. All right, good. Okay, so take a moment, feel your body and your energy body. As your baseline now, you got to feel where you're starting from because we'll check how you feel afterward. So, really feel your current state physically and energetically. You've chosen your recipient. And here we go. It's talking to your higher self. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me. To serve recipients, and that's where you put the name of the recipient in, to serve recipients, highest good. Thank you. This or something better. Relax. Become completely passive. Your higher self is doing everything for you. So to be really explicit, you, the human, are not visualizing, you're not sending, you're not saying anything, you're not even pointing your hands. My hands are, when I sent to you guys, my hands were palm down on my lap. No physical gesture is needed. The energy comes in your crown and out your front of your body through whatever chakras are appropriate for the energy going out. So your ego is passive. Just chill out and let your higher self collaborate with the higher self of the recipient and let it run itself. As the energy flows, depending on your sensitivity, any of the following might happen. You might feel nothing. You might feel energy coming into you, and that's it. You might feel the energy coming into you and then leaving out toward the recipient, but you kind of lose track of it en route. You might feel all of the above, and then you might actually feel the energy moving into your recipient. And in the highest case, you might actually feel yourself spontaneously merging with the recipient, and the energy is not so much a separate flow as it's a merging kind of effect. So any or all that's fine. Your experience will be according to your level of divine awareness. And there could be levels beyond what I just described, but that's as far as I've gotten in my experiencing of the hollow reed. Leave just a moment longer for any additional flow energy to run its course. I like to let hollow reeds just run themselves out automatically if I have time, but you can also just, stop an energy flow on your own whenever you want to. Let's give it just a moment longer. All righty. Good. If the energy is still flowing, go ahead and stop it. Just say something like, please stop the flow. And now feel your energy. We checked in just before we invoked the hollow reed to the recipient, and you checked how you feel. Check it again. Does your body and energy body feel any different now after having flowed to the recipient? And keep it super simple. Do you feel better or worse having flowed to this other person? All righty. I definitely want some feedback on this one. So if you are willing, please unmute or type and let me know your question or comment regarding what we just did. So, hoping for at least one person to pop in a question or a comment on that. Hopefully, someone had some kind of experience. Carmen said, I feel like I have more energy and I feel better. Okay, good to know. Thank you, Carmen. Marcy says, definitely better. Jeannie went from a 6 to an 8. I'm assuming that's from personal energy level. Anyone else got a question or comment on that process? And that's it. That's really enough. That makes the point I said. So we were a conduit and energy flowed to the other person, and we, the recipient, actually feel better for doing that. So here's why that's the case. You, the human, are not using any of your personal energy reserve in this process. Because your higher self is doing it. All the energy flowing toward the person is coming direct from divine source through your higher self. So there is no loss of your personal vitality or energy. And Jeannie just typed, a guide came in and assisted even more. First time for that with invocation work. Fabulous. We'll take all the divine help that wants to show up. So, and people are feeling better. Michelle just typed, felt a shift when I asked to end the process. And again, Michelle, I'd love to know if that shift felt good or bad or anything else you want to say about the shift. But what appears to be happening is, and here's the cool thing about the hollow reed is when you flow highest good to another, the divine instantaneously and simultaneously rewards you by giving you your own highest good energy at the very same time. So it's a dual process. Michelle had a downshift to more neutral. Okay. Oh, when you ended the process. Okay, so you ended it and it went to more neutral. I assume that it felt better when you were doing it and more neutral when you stopped. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. That's a less common experience based on the feedback I've gotten in the past and what I'm getting today. Most people end the process and they feel better. And we actually have a live speaker. Cass, is it Cass or Jim?
It's Jim.
So Jim, what
it's
was
a
your
question about doing this long term? Brief backstory. We recently were on a death vigil for a close relative for several days, and we were there to help the family, and it drained us. I tried to do the hollow reed several times, but I came home wiped out. Is there some way to do this, over at least a day or maybe multiple days if you're in a situation like that?
Well, that's a very extraordinary circumstance. So in a circumstance like that, you've got to be taking care of yourself, long term, over the time you're there. So I would say, do hollow reed, where appropriate, but you also need to be using custom invocation to call in your own vitality and vital force that you need to maintain your own energy.
Okay.
Were you calling in your own replenishment during the vigil?
A little bit. Mostly I was trying to do hollow reed.
Okay. Yeah. So you just have to feel what's happening in real time. If you're feeling depleted, then you need to fill up some more. Yeah.
Yeah.
So balance it out. If you're giving a lot, but not replenishing your own core needs, then you're going to be a less effective servant to the person you're helping.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So just to make a slight play on words, I'd say, what's the martyr with you? That's an exaggeration. You weren't martyring yourself, but it sounds like you could have balanced a little more vitality for you to keep yourself stronger and more vital, which would have, made you perhaps an even better vehicle for the person you were serving.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Cool. So basically the general, usually, what Jim just describes is an extraordinary circumstance for a multi-day vigil, but normally a hollow reed, lasts maybe a few seconds or a minute or two. It's a very brief thing usually. And most people feel more perky when they're done because of the reward they get for just sending highest good. Now there is another version of this. If you want to be more specific about the kind of energy, we're not going to practice it tonight because you can do that version on your own. But you could say maximum, and then you say the specific kind of energy you want to flow. Maximum, healing for so-and-so's right shoulder that serves highest good, something like that. And you could ask for a more particular effect with a hollow reed. But I strongly recommend, if you do that, to close with the karma-free safety clause. And that's the words, to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. And I feel really strongly about that. And in my book, I made a really big deal out of that in that chapter where I talk about this. The premise being that you don't know a person's highest good. What you and their ego want may or may not be what their soul wants or needs. So sometimes the soul has needs that are, unknown by the egos. So therefore, at least for myself, I don't want to think Benjamin knows best and have Benjamin impose his will on the recipient and make something happen forcefully by sending energy kind of in a, I'm going to make this happen kind of way. You have the free will right to do that. I just don't recommend it because I don't know. You know, at a soul level, sometimes a person's highest good might be a situation that, you know, we might consider undesirable. We just don't know the highest good that a soul might need in any given moment. Sometimes challenges need it for a soul's experience. So I just, you know, my default, and usually even what I do as a shamanic healer, is just say, hey, highest good. Well, I'm sorry. If I'm sitting at my mesa doing my daily practice, all I just about ever do is send highest good energy to those I'm sending energy to. Now, of course, if I'm acting as a shaman and the client has made a specific request for a particular outcome, I will, you know, invoke that outcome specifically. But again, I'll follow it up with karma-free safety clause to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. So, you know, I'm very strongly on the path of love and light, service to other. And therefore, it is not in my, one thing I'm never going to do is impose my will on anyone else with energy. I'm not going to work magic to make something happen. By God, this is how it's going to be. I will, if I make a request, it'll be with that, you know, safety language at the end to make sure that nothing happens that truly does not serve highest good, whether Benjamin knows what that is or not. So that's my own feeling about it. Again, you got free will. There are some people who say, hey, you have the right to do whatever you want. Go for it and don't worry about it. And, you know, to me, that shades a little more toward service to self or, you know, darker practice. And I just encourage you to do the love and light path that honors the free will and does not impose on others, but allows the two higher selves to work it out and just leave it to the higher selves to figure out exactly what kind of energy needs to flow. Plus, when you just leave it to the higher self, your ego doesn't have to worry about things like, oh, what color is the energy and what level is it coming from? What divine beings do I need to call in to make that happen? That's all automatic when you just say highest good, and the higher selves are working that out in real time and changing it on the fly as, you know, the person receives energy and shifts. So for that reason too, I like to just kind of leave it as highest good only a lot of the time. So I hope that's helpful. That's kind of a concise summary of my book chapter. And of course, the now our invocation course inside Awakening Plus is pretty much the same as the book. They're now pretty much identical. So it's all there in the course as well. Diana typed, how do you suggest replenishment invoking embodied awakening for self? That's one way, although that is just embodied awakening. And of course, that can give you a lot of good energy when the higher self comes in. But that would be custom invocation for asking the specific thing you want. For example, in Jim's case, he might have needed more vitality. So he would invoke ideally maximum vitality that serves highest good, please. If I'm feeling tired or sleepy, I might say maximum alertness that serves highest good. If I'm doing a lot of strong mental work, I might say maximum mental acuity and brilliance and inspiration that serves highest good. So just ask for what you need in the moment. So that's how I would suggest doing that. All right, so I've been yammering a bit. Any questions or comments around this whole hollow reed thing before we move to the healing invocation?
Could you refresh me about what the hollow reed you said? Hollow reed?
Hollow reed, yeah.
Hollow reed is about?
You're just
I don't
flowing
know.
energy to someone or something else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's the give.
Exactly.
Okay.
Good question. I made that assumption, and not everyone knows what the hollow reed refers to. That's a Native American term. They say, be the hollow reed the Great Spirit works through. You could also call it the pipeline invocation or the conduit invocation. You know, same idea, just you're flowing stuff through. Good question. Anyone else with a question or comment before we move to practicing the healing invocation? All righty, let's do that. So, take a moment and just feel your own body, physically, emotionally, everything, and just notice, is there anything that does not feel all great at this moment? Is there any physical discomfort? Is there any emotional disturbance? Anything that's out of sorts at this very moment? Just take a moment and see if you can perceive any of that happening. And if you got something, that's what you'll work on. Now, some people, especially after doing embodied awakening invocation, can't find anything out of sorts. Everything feels great. In that case, I'm going to recommend that you cherry pick an old trauma, an old wound, that every time you think about it, it upsets you. There's at least some emotional disturbance when you remember that incident or that situation. So if you're not already choosing something that's already there, hanging out in your body or your emotions, now pick something from your past that is upsetting to remember. Doesn't have to be the worst thing that ever happened to you, but it needs to have an emotional charge to it. And that's going to be what you'll work on. Okay, we should be set. So once again, check your embodied awakening. Max it out if you're not at full embodied awakening, maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Do that if you need it. And we'll leave a moment for those who need to refresh to get up to the strongest embodied awakening they can right now. If you're going to work with something already in your field, just hang out for a moment while I instruct those who are using a past memory. So if you're using a past trauma, I want you to remember it now as vividly as you can. You're remembering it with the specific intention of stirring up the challenging emotions that it brings up. So you can clear them once and for all. So take a moment, really max out. In this context, you cannot overdo the memory. You're not going to get overwhelmed. So bring it on full strength. Your higher self will only allow as much up as you can work with. Okay, so now I'll assume you got it. Now take a moment and feel where in your body the unpleasant energy is strongest because of that memory. Where's the challenging emotion or sensation? And then give it a 0 to 10. How strong is it? 0 would be no challenge at all. 10 is pretty much at the overwhelm threshold. 0 to 10, how strong is the challenging emotion? Okay, so if you're doing the old memory, stop visualizing and now turn your attention to the feeling only, just the sensation in the body that you stirred up with it. And those of you who are working with something that's already in the body, physically or emotionally, give it your full attention now. Now, regardless of how we got there, we're now all doing the same thing. So your job now is to say to your higher self, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Again, that's maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and rest your attention wherever that discomfort is. If it's physical, it will obviously have a certain place. If it's only in one place, focus there. If you have more than one area of discomfort, if you can hold all of them at the same time, wonderful. If you can't, then just pick the one that's strongest. And you are now simply holding awareness of the discomfort. You are not trying to fix it or change it or heal it. Your ego is simply holding awareness. That is its entire job here. You are shining a spotlight with your attention, and that is showing your higher self where to come in and give you the healing. And as you continue to simply hold awareness where it does not feel good, Your higher self gets in there and stirs that stuff up and flushes it away. You may even already be feeling energy flowing out your hands or your feet. These are the most common exit points for this heavy energy. It could leave any other way at once. Sometimes it just doesn't leave at all, but it transmutes to love and light and turns into energy you do want to keep around. So whatever's happening, just let it happen. Your higher self will totally run this process in whatever way serves you best. But remember, your ego's job is to hold awareness where the discomfort is. And that is what keeps the process running. That's the price of admission to get the healing. However, it is best to use the minimum amount of effort that lets you feel this disturbing energy. So I want you to play with effort level a little bit. Start increasing the effort level on feeling that. And deliberately go too far, purposefully add effort until you realize, wow, I'm adding effort and I'm not gaining any extra awareness of how this feels. And when you've overdone it on purpose, then start diminishing the amount of effort. And I want you to keep dropping effort down until you lose some awareness of the challenging energy. You've gone a little too far the other way. Then you reverse and add a little bit more back. And you just kind of go back and forth like that until you find the sweet spot. You say, wow, that's the absolute least amount of effort required to feel this challenging sensation. And the sweet spot's kind of like a magnet. It'll pull you right to it when you find it. And you'll just kind of relax into that effort level. And for most people, it's way less than they thought it would be when they are first learning this. So just relax into just barely enough effort to feel the challenging experience. Stay with sensation. There may be thoughts or images in the field, and that is fine. That's normal. And we're going to allow them. We're not going to try to change or fight or mess with them at all. Just let them be there. But we're not going to focus on them. Our focus is on physical or energetic sensation. Just feel what's happening. If you get distracted by thoughts or images, as soon as you notice that, just gently come back to feeling sensation again. This is what works best with this technology. Just feel, feel, feel. Peripherally, you might feel energy leaving your hands and your feet, leaving out through those exits. They go down to Mother Earth. She's happy to take this heavy energy for you. She loves it. Let it keep releasing. So if you've got the flow going, again, this is the protocol. You just relax, you feel where it doesn't feel good, and you just stay focused on that until either the challenging sensation disappears completely or the healing flow stops. But we're not there yet for most of us, so just stay with it. Once you've got the thing running and you've figured out the optimal effort level, you do the two P's, passive and patient. You only hold awareness. You do not try to fix it from your ego. That would only push your higher self away. It can do it better than you can at the ego level, I promise. So just holding awareness passively and just feeling. And patient. Your higher self always works as fast as it can. It's always at top speed. But it can only go so fast, because if it went any faster, it would overwhelm you. It's not willing to do that. So know that it's already cruising as fast as it can. So it takes a certain amount of time to clear certain things. So just chill out for a moment. Let's just let your higher self work to clear whatever you've brought up for it. And if your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble like mine is right now, that's fine. If you need to cry, if you need to make sound, if your body needs big motion, you're welcome to get up and stomp your feet or flail your arms or whatever the body wants to do naturally. The body's really good at releasing if you don't get in the way. Just let the body release in whatever way it wants to. It might also be still and silent. That's fine too. You don't make anything happen through effort or willpower. You just let the body do what it wants to do, hopefully, and don't get in the way of it. assuming, of course, the environment you're in supports that. Yeah, I just felt a significant shift. So when you do a healing invocation, you're peeling a layer of the great onion of consciousness, if you know my metaphor. And what I'm feeling now is some bliss around the edges. So when enough of the heavy stuff clears or transmutes, more of the divine light comes through and you start to feel good. You feel euphoria or bliss or ecstasy or increasing amounts of it. Your body can start to feel more like energy than flesh. That's where I'm at right now, mirroring what most folks are experiencing in this event. And all sorts of beautiful spiritual stuff can happen, awakenings, breakthroughs, reprogrammings, upgrades. All this can be automatic downstream effects of doing a good healing round. The fastest way to accelerate spiritual awakening is to do good shadow work. And the healing invocation is a powerful shadow work tool. Face the trauma and clear it once and for all. All right, I'm feeling a pretty sweet energy. So let's get some feedback on that. Anybody who has a question or comment regarding the healing invocation we just did, I'd love to hear your voice or see your typing. Feel free to jump in with your question or comment.
Just a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I did this appropriately. If you're, I maybe should have done a custom. I'm not sure. If you're looking to increase self-love and self-compassion, mm-hmm. should that have been more custom or is it okay to
Yeah, that's
it?
A custom. That's where you're calling in energies you do want. That's a custom invocation.
So I can't do it like backwards and say, please heal my lack of.
Sure, you can. You can go either way.
You can do it either way. Okay.
So you could say clear any obstacles to, and then you say the things you do want, and it clears the obstacles to that.
But that wouldn't be healing. That would still be custom, is what you're saying.
Well, it's a custom healing invocation at that point. It's a hybrid. It's both.
Okay. Thank you.
Great question, Diana. Thank you. Any other questions or comments on that healing round? Alrighty. And we just, covered two of the four healing invocation versions. A third version is the next in line. And this is where you feel just fine. You are not aware of any challenge, but you know that, the more healing invocations you do, the faster you wake up, because every healing invocation clears another layer of the great onion and things get better. So you could, just feeling great, just sit down and say, hey, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And just relax, and your higher self will stir up the next round and flush it away. And you can do that anytime you want. And then there's a fourth variation, that's the thought house, the two-story thought house version, where that's specifically for obsessive thoughts. But that's so specialized that I don't cover it in this event, but it's certainly in the Awakening Plus course, and it is in my book as well. So you can learn how to work with obsessive thoughts with a specialized healing invocation if you want to. And that's actually everything I wanted to cover tonight. We got done in about an hour, so record time. I'm going to close the Mesa, and anyone who needs to go can go, but then we'll leave open for just any kind of questions or comments regarding any of the invocations, if anyone wants to cover any of that ground. So give me a moment to close after I yawn. Funny how I yawn at the beginnings and endings of our work. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Queechi. Thank you, allies. Ooh, that feels good. Thank you, Alice, for supporting our invocation practice. So grateful to you all. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this call, please stay with them for as long as it serves our highest good. Thank you. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? All right, that formally closes the container. So if you got to boogie off, that's fine. And you're welcome to hang out here and ask your question or make your comments. So anyone who would like to unmute and speak, feel free to do that if you'd rather type in the chat. Just open season on any kind of invocation, anything. Judy.
I had a rough time on around the holidays because this is the first time without my parents.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they passed June 1st and June 14th. So we buried them on June 28th. So I was okay, but when the holidays hit, it was a story. Because that's what we, the family, usually do. We go over to my mother's house and have breakfast, and then we go over to the other families. So it was kind of rough. So I guess I just have to go through it and process it, right?
Well, that is advisable in my opinion.
Okay.
What I've learned is that if you do good healing work, you can accelerate the mourning process.
Okay.
And it is not necessarily better to mourn the death of a person for an extended period of time.
Right.
My guess is if they're watching now, they would wish you, I wish you'd get done with that and go on with your happy life, please. I don't want you moping over me forever,
I hadn't been moping all this time. It's
Oh, I
just
know. I'm just making a point, But yeah, if you have a sadness come up around missing your parent, just feel it and just feel where in my body is that sad feeling or whatever you're feeling. Then just, here it is. It's 0 out of 10 this strong. And just say maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And then just hold attention wherever that challenging emotion is and give your higher self a chance to stir it up and flush it away or transmute it, whatever it's doing. And that goes with any challenging emotion of any kind for any reason, any physical discomfort of any kind. The healing invocation is really an all purpose, get the higher self working on that challenge kind of thing. Whatever it may be. Is that helpful?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Great question, Judy. Thank you. I'm so glad you're here. Anybody else got a question or comment?
Glad to be here.
Hi, Benjamin.
Hey, hi, Faye.
Hi, how are you?
Great. And you?
Good, thanks. I probably didn't, if and I hope you either have time or this is something you'd want to discuss. I probably did not phrase my question about the invocation exactly right because it was not an entity attachment or anything like that. What it was is a psychic attack that came from a human being using remote viewing. And it was the result of a phone conversation I'd had with somebody in Switzerland yesterday and somebody with the United States in here. And they sent me a video, which I was viewing when this happened, of somebody who used to work for the government that's now trying to bring forth full disclosure about UFOs and stuff. So this was a sensitive video that I was listening to. wasn't watching it. It was in the background while I was doing art. And can I describe what the physical experience was?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm sitting here doing my art, and all of a sudden, and I kind of keep pretty much track of my vibrational, where I'm at, because I do your, you know, reminders throughout the day, and I do it other times. And I've got many people who've told me, you know, make sure you keep your vibration up. So, you know, I was doing pretty well. So I'm about halfway through this video, and all of a sudden, I could feel my vibrational level crashing, and it's not something that I did or thought about. And immediately on my chest and my throat and kind of my whole body was a very, very powerful, strong sensation pressing on me enough that I actually became afraid. And I don't scare that easily. So the first thing out of my mouth, I knew I needed to get my vibration up, was I said, maximum embodied awakening now. So that's what I said. The next thing is I said, Lord Michael, come and remove these people from my bodies and my space and banish them. But, and that took care of a lot of it. But what I had to do immediately afterwards is I did the activities, all the list of 10 things that will put me in a happy, good place. And I started doing those, like listening to music and things like that.
Okay.
But I wanted to, so this wasn't like from a trauma and an entity attachment. This is, there was a specific reason for this. I got myself involved in an activity I will never do again. But so I was wondering, had you found yourself in a panic situation like that, what would you have done?
Very similar things. My first call would have been embodied awakening for sure, because I need my higher self merge with me to the greatest extent I can. That's going to empower everything else I do. So I get awakened. Then I would, the next thing I would probably do is just ask for shielding. I would say, higher self, please put a energy around me to stop this intrusive energy.
You know? That shielding, that's a good one. Thank you.
So that would be like, that's kind of the emergency step, you know, stop the bad stuff from happening. Then I would say, okay, now clear, once I can feel that, you know, the actual attack is stopped by the shielding, I would then say, okay, now clean me up, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And I would just feel wherever the energy is going to, you know, clear out any damage that was done energetically and get that cleaned up. Then I would probably call in highest good energy to replenish me and fill me back up with good vitality. And at that would be kind of pretty common sense kind of steps, in my opinion. And after that, I would just see what intuitive guidance is giving me to follow up. I can tell you what I would not do. I would never counterattack whoever.
Oh, no. I wouldn't do anything like that.
I didn't think you would, but this is just kind of instruction for anyone who's listening. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Good.
You don't ever counterattack dark side, because that puts you right in their game and they're probably better at it than you are.
Right. Oh, no. I want to get my. And it was a lapse in my own. Kind of monitoring my own activities and energy that got me in a vulnerable position.
Okay, sure.
So I won't do that ever again. And I certainly would never do anything that would be negative. You know, I know, and I understand, you know, that I wouldn't do that, but that wouldn't have crossed my mind. I just wanted to keep climbing very rapidly to get my vibration back, because I know of somebody who's the mentor of a light worker who's been on YouTube a lot. And the reason I recognized it immediately is it's exactly what had happened to her. And had I not listened to that, it probably would have taken me longer to figure it out. So I was very fortunate to get out from under that. But that scared me enough that I won't be listening or be talking to anybody about stuff like that anymore. Okay.
Yeah, I'm being guided to share a similar story I experienced. I spent several years working with a particular ayahuasca shaman. And he was getting increasingly mixed energy. You know, in fact, I stayed with him even when I was aware his energy was getting mixed, because my guidance was, if you go to his one last diet in Peru, you'll have your permanent awakening that you want. And I did. I went down for a month and got the actual abiding awakening in 2012. But then I stopped working with him. And at that point, I didn't think I'd do ayahuasca at all anymore. But then eventually I found a couple who were, you know, very wonderful shamans, and I started drinking with them. And twice in their ceremonies, this other shaman attacked me psychically in their ceremonies. He wasn't physically
Okay.
present, but he could tell I was, he had intersensitivity, and he would twice just launch these massive psychic attacks against me while I'm doing ayahuasca with these other shamans, right?
Oh my
And
God.
so my response is, I simply went up into my awakened self, and he couldn't get to me up there because,
Okay, that's kind of what I was guessing. Okay.
So, he actually told me that he had not attained the awakening he was looking for, and I think he was a bit jealous I got there first. It wasn't a contest to me. I was just wanting to wake up, and it happened. But I think there might have been a jealousy factor, and so I just waited, and all of his nasty attack energy had nowhere to go, and eventually he gave up and pulled it all back, and then I was able to just proceed as usual. The attack was over, and
What did it feel like when he first got on you?
the image was kind of like in the final Lord of the Rings movie, the armies of Sauron coming over the hill and doing their massive attack. It felt kind of like that,
Okay.
but I was way up high above them, and they couldn't get to me. And I just watched,
Okay.
and I just waited them out, and they eventually left. That was my
Well,
approach.
having done so many groups with you, I just instinctively said the maximum embodied awakening just came out because I knew I needed to pull away from it somehow. So thank you for all the training. I really appreciate it.
So basically, if you're at a higher level than the attacker can get to, then they can't mess with you.
Okay.
Yeah. So
Good to
that
know.
was my strategy. And then when he saw that I would not counterattack, I wouldn't play his game, then after two attempts, he stopped messing with me, and he's never attacked me since.
Okay. Okay, good.
So,
Yeah, thank you, because that makes me feel a little safer now. Thanks.
yeah. So basically, there's many levels of consciousness, and if you can get to a level beyond where the attacker's coming from, then they can't get to you, is how it
They
works.
can't see you anymore. Like you say, if you can get far enough, a different dimension, they can't
Right.
see you, but I'm nowhere near that at this point.
Well, just do what you can. That was how I responded to those attacks.
Thank you.
So, but again, I can't emphasize, just for anyone who's listening, you don't counterattack. You stay on the love and light path, and you call in your allies. You reinforce your field. You put up a protective barrier in the moment if you have to. And again, your ego isn't doing any of this. Your allies are doing it for you. That's
Right.
critical,
Okay.
because these allies, your higher, even if all you work with is your higher self, your higher self is more powerful than any dark thing anything could throw at you,
Okay.
So just to ask it, hey, get me awake, protect me, clean me up, fill me with the energy I need. Your higher self can do all that for you just by request. And if that's all you ever do, that could deal with a lot of challenges that might be hit you in that way.
Okay, well, this was a good reminder because I'm kind of lax on the protection department because I've dealt with a couple of over the years, once or twice, a couple of entity attachments that I could deflect fairly easily with a focus on it. But this was something completely overwhelming. So this is good lesson to me to think about protection more and call for that.
I used to do a lot more of that kind of stuff. In recent times, I haven't had much of a need for that. I just don't seem to get attacked as much anymore.
Okay.
But in my experience, if you're seriously on the path of awakening, part of the game is that you will attract the attention of dark beings. It is their job to notice people who are waking up and try to mess with them and stop them,
Okay.
and we'll all receive some negative visitation that way. And it's just part of the game. And learning how to work with that and respond skillfully with that is part of the awakening process.
Oh, thank you. I really didn't have anybody else to talk to about this, so thank you very much.
No, it's a great question. I'm totally happy to answer questions like that. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, great question, Faye. Thank you. Thanks so much for posing that. All right, we got a few people left on the call. Anyone else got a question or comment before we wrap it up? All righty, I guess that's it then. Thanks to everyone, whether you're live or on the recording. So grateful you all showed up and brought your beautiful energy to the event. And we'll close it up. We have events also this week on Wednesday and Thursday, so feel free to join us for those. And as always, thanks for being in the membership. Okay, big blessings to everybody.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.